That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Anybody treat me like this. I would never let any human being do this to me. And I was just sitting there and I was like, I'm done.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Real Pod. I'm Victoria Garrick, former D1 athlete and mental health and body image advocate, and I'll be your host. We've got awesome guests, weekly inspiration, and are bringing you the realest conversations about everything and anything. Now let's get real. Welcome back to Real Pod. Thanks for joining me today. You are in for a very special episode. For the first time ever, we don't just have one super awesome, incredibly inspiring and real guest, but we have two super awesome, incredibly inspiring and real guests. If you watch The Ellen Show, which I hope you do because Ellen is a comedy legend, then you actually might just know our guest today. Joining me will be fiancés Kate Austin and Sarah Solcenti. Now, they did not just have any proposal, and I'm such a hopeless romantic, so like I'm so hyped to tell a story. So Kate proposed to Sarah in Paris, which is so romantic, right? I know, like Eiffel Tower was in the background of the pictures. It was everything. And then Kate tweets at Ellen DeGeneres asking if Ellen would walk her down the aisle because Kate's parents are not accepting of her sexuality and that she is choosing to spend the rest of her life with Sarah. So Ellen sees the tweet because it goes viral because everyone's just like, you know, heart throbbing over their love story. And long story short, the two of them get invited to go to the Ellen Show. They're surprised by being invited on stage on national TV. And then Sarah surprises Kate with an on-air proposal. And then a group of close friends and family come out of this big giant present box. And it's literally like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. If you're in the mood to cry tears of joy and like have hope for the world, I suggest you just Google this video ASAP. So the two of them are here today to talk all about that experience, but also to dive deep into their relationship, their personal experiences as queer women, their advocacy work for the LGBTQ community, and so much more. So please help me welcome Kate and Sarah. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Well, I'm pumped to have you guys here.
Thank you.
I thought I was going to be your first podcast, but I'm your second.
Yeah.
Second podcast.
It's okay.
Yeah, like, first and a half.
You love YouTube. And I just have been following you guys for a while, and I am really glad that people are like you in the space. My little brother is gay. He's such a cutie. And it's just cool to see people being their true selves, being their real selves, and inspiring others to totally embrace that, because I think a lot of people think we've come so, so far.
Yeah.
And I almost thought that too. Like, you're almost an outcast if you don't support nowadays.
Right.
But
yeah,
there are still so many issues and things that aren't right and things that aren't equal. So, I mean, we can never stop progressing
and
prioritizing this.
Yeah.
But okay, let's just like rewind. I mean, before you guys even met, you guys were both out and you had dated someone previously. You were really comfortable with your sexuality.
Yeah, I was out for a while.
When did we have like our first thoughts of, I don't think Channing Tatum's the one for me?
Do you want to?
I'll go first.
I think I was a freshman in high school, and I was watching like a movie, The Island, with Scarlett Johansson, and I saw her on the screen, and I was like, what is going on? And we had 3 days of watching it, and in 3 days, I figured out that I like women. That was it.
She like went, she like went home and looked in the mirror.
I went home and I looked in the mirror, and I was like, I think I'm gay. And I turned pale, and I was like, what am I going to do?
Did you splash water on your face?
I splashed water on my face. I was like, I need to get my mind out of this, but nope.
ScarJo was such a babe.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
I'm like, wait,
anyone.
Is that my
she
story
got me.
That I don't even
she
know
got
about?
Me. But yeah, that was in 2007. That was
So were you high school?
I was in high school.
Okay, cool. Oh, so you had dated like guys before?
Mm-hmm. But like, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, barely. I was in like, what? How old are you in high school? 18? No, 15. Babe, what? 14. I was young.
And did you wait like a few weeks, days, but because you were doing the splash water, like to make sure, and then you tell your family, or was it?
No, I didn't tell anyone for a while. I didn't tell my best friends. I just, there was one chick that I was talking to who I was like, can you just like keep this low key, please, for a while.
She comes from like kind of a conservative town too.
Yeah, I grew up in like a wealthy mom stay home, dad's work type of town.
Right.
So there wasn't really, there wasn't pies gay
on the
people
shelf at,
all. At
3 p.m.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So there wasn't a lot of gay people. But once I like came out, I obviously recognized that there were two more, so it wasn't too terrible.
Yeah. And was that like a sit down with your family, or was it super casual?
No, my mom actually like went through my notes, like love notes that I would pass to this chick that I was talking to. And I came home one day and they were all spread out on my bed, and I literally turned around and ran up the corner. I was like, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm out. She came back, she was like, Sarah, come back. I was like, damn it. So I had to tell her.
Oh, that's so great. That's I feel like moms, like sometimes that can happen. I know my little brother, like we all kind of knew, but he's not flamboyant. And that's something I was
like, my brother.
Yeah, he's super. Oh, is your brother gay as well? Yeah, you would spend an hour with him on an island and literally never know.
Right. Yeah.
But my mom like left a book under a bed that under his bed that was like, I think titled like queer, and it's like he's not even out.
Little,
like
that is messages.
That is so aggressive, mom. Yeah. But
that's
yeah,
what they did.
Yeah, it was, I guess they don't know how to approach it. Maybe right, if you're not comfortable telling them, why are they comfortable asking you? But, I don't know.
Yeah, that's no, that's a really good point.
Yeah,
and then Kate, I know this was different with you.
Yeah,
this was something you discovered in high school as well.
So it was like a feel like I kind of knew in like seventh grade, because I was like on MySpace and there was like this one girl that I like would always look at her profile, and I was like, this is weird, like I'm weird, like this is not, I'm what's being happening? Weird yeah this is definitely creepy. And then I like, I grew up in like a super religious like Midwestern, I'm from Ohio, so it's just like not really big there, like super conservative. And my parents were both like very heavily involved in the church. So I was like, I can't be gay. Like I'm Christian.
Not allowed.
So I.
And did you, when you were being raised in the church, I mean, obviously it's like, especially when you're really religious, you're maybe shunning the gay community. You're not really supporting. Were you maybe like following along with that when you were
for
younger?
Sure. Oh yeah. I feel like I had a lot of internalized homophobia just because like what I would hear, like the people that in our church say about people who were gay, and like the people who I was surrounded with, like my parents were very strict. So like I was not allowed to like have sleepovers, or like I was only allowed to hang out with people who were also members of our church, which just sounds crazy and like culty and weird, but like
that's
So like my parents like only like really let me be around those people because they shared my parents' beliefs. So like the only things I ever heard were those things. Right. I never had like an outside other like perspective of like the world could be different. So yeah, totally. Like I remember like one time we were out to eat like after church, and like our server was totally like a flamboyant gay guy, and like all the guys at our table, like all the fathers, were just like so like, who, it's crazy, they were Christian, like you should be loving, right? But they were just like so nasty about it.
That's what gets me. And I don't want to like I don't want to, you know, hate on anything, but a lot of times when you're really religious, it's like, isn't the main purpose to love
and accept,
and forgive and accept? So it is, it's interesting.
But I'm like going off on nine tangents. But like, yeah, so I like definitely pushed it down for a long time. And then in high school, we were at a car wash and my friends like were all talking about me, and I heard them, and I was like, they were like, Kate's gay. And I was like, Kate's what? Like, what are they saying?
How
and
dare
they,
you?
Like, yeah. And they like said it. My like one best friend pulled me aside and she was just like, we all think you're gay. Like they're all weird about it. It's fine. Like, are you? Like, let me know. And she's like been my like one of my really good friends my whole life. And I was just like, no way. No, me? No way. No. And I like pushed it down. But like, I never had a boyfriend and really in high school, like I never even like touched guys. Like I was just like not about it. I like wore a purity ring to like,
you're like, wait, I'm looking back and this lines up.
This literally makes sense. So obvious. It's crazy. But yeah, so then like when I was 20, I like had a boyfriend for like a year, and it like was fine. It was like my first real relationship. And yeah, I went to Mexico and I hooked up with a girl, and I like came home and I was like, damn it. Like,
was this in Cabo?
It was
Is this like Squid Row?
No, it was literally it was in Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. And I like came home and I was like, dang, like I was like, what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico. And then I like turned Tinder on for girls and I was like, nah, I'm gay.
That's cool though that your best friend, despite being in that community, was like, Kate, hey, we have you.
No, she's been like the cool, she's like the best. I've been friends with her since seventh grade, and she's just, because she also like is bisexual, so she, but she wasn't out then, but she just always was just like, dude, whatever it is, just like tell me so I can have your back. Like, let me know so I know what to tell people. Like, she's the type, if I was going to fight somebody,
she's
like she would jump in without
knowing
the backstory.
Yeah, she's like, where's the body?
Literally.
We'll bury it.
Right, exactly.
She's always been like that. Yeah, so it was really, she's always been the best. But yeah, it was crazy.
So
yeah.
I bet, and you're very open about this as well, probably coming out to your family was not as easy as this was for Sarah.
Right. So, like I said, my parents are super religious. So, I, like, never planned on coming out to them. Like, I remember, so I, like, talked to a bunch of girls. And then when I met Sarah, like, my whole time, the whole time when I was coming out that summer and, like, that few months, I was like, I'm never going to come out to my family. Like, I can't. There's no possible way. I'm going to keep this, like, to myself, which is crazy because it's such a huge part of your life, you know? And then I met Sarah and we would just, like, I was so, like, consumed by her because it's, like, think about when you're in, like, seventh grade and you – or, like, you know, like, your first high school love. Like, this is the first time I've ever felt real feelings for somebody. And I was just like,
oh, the first time you fall in love.
It's crazy. Yes. I got lucky. Like, I'm like marrying her. It's great. But, like, I was just so consumed and, like, we would talk all day and FaceTime all night. And my brothers would be like, who are you talking to? And I'm like – oh, just a friend. And my brother Mike was like, that's weird. That's-
yeah.
What do you think it was that in Sarah, it was like, this is butterflies. This is more than all of the girl best friends I've had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's something I'm, and I always like think about as well.
I think so. I get this question a lot. It's like, how do you know that you're into a girl? Like, how do you know whether you're like being friends or if it's more? And I'm just like, you just know, kind of. Like, it sounds so stupid because it's like, yeah, obviously. But like, I look at her and I'm like, don't touch me. And then I look at her and I'm like, eye squads. Like, oh. But you know what I mean?
We have Kate and Sarah squad sitting in the corner for moral support.
Yeah, right.
No, but I feel that. There was a girl on my volleyball team at USC who's bisexual.
Yeah.
And I remember she said something like, oh, don't worry. None of y'all like me to worry. And I was like, wait, why don't you think I'm
hot? Yeah.
Shout out Rennie.
That was like a lot of things that girls would say in high school too. They'd be like, I can't change in the same room. Yeah. Or like, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. And they'd be like,
girl, you don't do it.
Don't flatter yourself, please.
Wait, I'm dead.
It's
that is hilarious.
That serious.
It's funny, but like, you definitely know. Like, I mean, it's like, I was just so, like, you get obsessive almost. Like, you're just like, I want to talk to you all day long, and like, I just want to get to know. Like, I couldn't know enough about her. Like, I just wanted to keep, like, we literally started texting when she first, like, messaged me on Facebook, and like, we have not stopped talking since.
Oh my god, that is a fact. Yeah. So you guys were together before you came out?
Yeah, so
for maybe, what, like 5 days? No, we were talking. No. We started talking
in May, and then August. It was like my 21st birthday was in August, and I was like, you should come down. Like, there's this in Ohio. There's like, I'm from Cleveland. So there's like this little island in Sandusky called
Put-in-Bay.
And we call it Drunk Island because it's just bars. It's really cool. And I was like, you should come down. It's going to be like a blast. I'm going with all my friends. But I told her, I was like, my brothers are going to be there. So we can't, like, it was our first time even seeing each other. And I was
so
like,
act
we can't
like
be weird. Like, we can't.
Oh, because you started
anything.
Like social online relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was our first time.
Yeah.
Meeting.
That was our first time that we would ever be together. And I was like, we can like be fine behind doors when my brothers aren't around. But when my brothers are around, like, you have to just act like my friend because they don't know that I'm gay. And then like I got drunk because it was my 21st birthday. I was like pounding shots and I was like,
trying to make out.
And the brothers knew
that.
My
brothers
really
quick. Were like, what's
happening? I know, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
I'll never
I mean, and now they're
that.
All great, but at the moment they were just like, wait a second, what's going on
It
here?
Was definitely a curveball. They were all just sitting at the table like, what the hell is going on?
That is wild, but I love it. I mean, it just shows that you can't like
cover up
like who you really are and what you really want.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's something I love, and you've said your brothers are super supportive, however your parents are not. And were your brothers always supportive, or was that like they probably at first it wasn't what they had hoped, but then they were like, well, we love you, Kate, so we're going to love you with it.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever
so
you want.
I have 5 brothers, so I have a lot. So, like, it was obviously, like, different.
Girl, you probably have some thick skin.
Yeah. She
like,
does. No one, and a hard punch.
No. No one could say anything that would upset you. You've heard it all, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, I feel like they've just, like, it's fun growing up, like, that way, because I feel like they've, like, made my sense of humor so much better. And,
yeah.
Because like, guys are just, I don't know. Yeah. I take things, like, very differently than a lot of my friends. And I don't know. They're
sarcastic,
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, they all, like, went through it differently and, like, processed it differently. Like, my one brother has, like, really severe anxiety and, it like, my, like, so when I came out or when I was outed to my parents, my mom literally told us she was diagnosed with cancer the next day. So my brothers were just like, wait, punch, like, this is crazy. Like, what's going on? So my brother had a panic attack and that's how my parents found out. So my mom, my parents didn't know yet. And it was literally the next morning, and my mom and dad, like, sat us all down together, and we're just like, you know, my mom, like, told us she had cancer for a few months and was, like, keeping it to herself until she, like, knew exactly what was going on. And so my brother, like, had a panic attack and sat with my dad, and my dad was like, okay, like, calm down, tell me, like, what you're feeling and, like, why you're freaking out. And he was like, you know, Katie's gay, and mom has cancer. And my dad was like, wait, what? The cancer thing. I was okay, but Katie's gay? Like,
oh,
what?
Gosh.
Yeah, so, like, that's how my parents found out. And so then the rest of my brothers, like, my parents kicked me out once they found out. My mom, or so when my mom kicked me out, she told my brothers, like, not to take me in. That she was like, oh, Kate's gay.
But
like, don't.
Walk me through this, because it's hard. Like, you have been in this household living with your family for your whole life. Yeah. And then it's just like, pack your bags and leave.
So it was really, really weird. So my mom was going through like radiation and a bunch of other stuff. And she was on a bunch of medication and it made her like moods really crazy, which is still no excuse. But she, I think it like heightened it even more. Mm. Not to say like she wouldn't be different now. I think she would still kick me out if I were to come out today.
Right.
But so she like kind of came in my room one morning after this all had happened. So when we got back from Put in Bay, Sarah left. My mom was like, hey, I heard some things the boys were saying. Like, they said that you were kissing girls. Like, is that true? And I was like, no. Like, no way. Me? I'm not. No. Yeah, no. There's no way.
Just a cool deny. Yeah, I was like, no video. Girls? I don't care if all five of them stand witness. Like,
girls never heard of them. I don't know what you're talking about. And then so that happened. And I was just like, on edge, like I was like, oh my god, they know, like whatever. And then my mom like came in my room before I went to work one morning, and she was like, you know, just so you know, like I love you, no matter what. Like it was just so weird, and I was like, oh my god, I think she's opening the door to like have me come out to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I felt like, and I think it was just like naive hope. Like I took it as like a, I don't know. So on my way to work, I like drove to work, and I was like in Starbucks line getting coffee, and I like texted her, and I was like, you know what, I love you and thank you for like talking to me this morning. I just want you to know that like the girl that was here with me when visiting for my birthday, like I'm dating her, like I am gay. And my mom literally texted me back and she was just like, don't come home. Like you don't live here anymore. She was like, you can come home like Monday at 6. Like your bags will be packed and no one will be there. And I was like, all right, this is not how I expected that to go. And then she like texted all of my family in a group chat, like all my brothers and stuff, and was just like, yeah, just so you guys all know, Katie chose to be gay, and whatever, like saying a bunch of other stuff. And she was just like, nobody, please don't take her in. Like, just we need to let her like go do whatever she needs to do, and then we'll deal with it. And my brothers all texted back, and they were like, what? Like, no, we're not doing that.
Did they try to do anything like, okay, why don't we go to counseling, or why don't we put you in a group before they kicked you out, or was it like
no? So it was immediately kicked out, and then I stayed with my brother for like a week or two, and then my brother Brian, who I was staying with, is like kind of the mediator of our family.
And that's hard because you just said your brother took you in, and no one was supposed to take you in. So now it's like you almost feel guilty because you don't want to disrupt their relationship.
Exactly. Right. And that's the thing, is like my mom told me, she's like, you're ruining our family, like you're tearing us all apart. And I'm like, I'm not putting anyone in any weird position. You're the one that's telling people not to like handle things a certain way. And that's like the whole thing is too, is like, so you're going through like coming out, right? And you're like, this is scary enough. Like I wouldn't choose, like now I would, because I'm so proud to be a part of the community, and I've like learned that you can like choose how to live your life. But like at the time, like I would have never chosen to be gay. Like if it was a lifestyle choice or whatever, like who would choose that? Look at what I had to go through. Like I would never like wake up and be like, I want my mom to be gay. I want to ruin my mom's day. Yeah. I want to ruin our relationship. Like I'm ready to fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
Whatever. So yeah, it's crazy. But yeah.
And you guys had just started. So Sarah, this must have been pretty like a lot to console her with and comfort her with, because you probably haven't even said, I love you. You guys probably aren't even really talking about being exclusive, but you like each other. So how were you comforting Kate, and like, what was your role in this?
I was in Jersey and she was in Ohio. So it was really hard to even do anything. The best I could do was just like talk to her. But I even felt like, what can I do? I don't know her brothers. I barely knew their names. Like I didn't know any of her friends. So I was just like, how do I make her feel better? I thought maybe this would like kind of like kill off what we had, but I felt guilty.
Like if you're thinking, oh, I am a part of this reason why this is happening. Yeah. I'm the chosen girl.
Right. Yeah. I definitely felt like guilty for a little bit. And I felt worse that like there was nothing that I could say or do that can help. Like there was a point where I was on the phone with her and she was like, I'm standing in my street. Your stuff was on the street. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, you can come here, but like, that's a lot.
You did offer that. You said, I was like, she was about to go back
I was
to
in college.
Yeah.
So I was like, just come to my apartment. But like, you can't just pick up and leave. Mm-hmm.
Also,
a
we had
situation
been
like that.
We weren't even like official yet.
I just
like,
didn't know what to do. Yeah. I felt like helpless. I was like, oh my gosh,
you'll get
bizarre.
Official real quick.
It was a lot. I felt really bad.
So where was the next place you stayed permanently? You were with your brother for a while.
Yeah. So I was with my brother for like 2 weeks. And then my brother, like I said, he's like the mediator. So he's like, why don't we go try to talk to mom and dad and like see, you know, how, like where their head's at. And like, you know, at that point, like I'm like scared and I'm defensive and I'm like, holy, like my parents who are supposed to love me, I'm like, wait, this is how easily they can like wash their hands of me. Like, I don't even want to talk to them.
Had you guys had any uncomfortability or distance in your relationship before you came out, or was this just like hitting you over the top of the head?
My parents, so like my dad, this is like a whole, my dad's like a recovered alcoholic. He's also bipolar. So like that, our relationship was like learning how to, like me learning how to like not hold that against him and like learning how to deal with all those things. And like my mom is also, sorry, Anna, if you're listening to this, you're kind of crazy. And so, like, our relationship, like,
do you think she listens?
If
she
doesn't speak to you? Definitely not.
No, but I'm interested because I saw someone ask you, like, do you think, what do you think they think of the things that you say? But at the same time, like, you are just speaking your truth.
Yeah. And it's not like I've never lied about anything. Like, I am just,
She saw Ellen.
Yeah.
It's like if you don't want to tell the story, like, don't do this in real life.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, that's the thing is, like, if you're ashamed to hear it, don't say it. Like, you could have not said or done, if you're ashamed to hear it, you're guilty. So stop acting like that. You know what I mean?
On a totally not the same level, but my way to relate, I was in like this, I wanted this parking spot and someone cut me off and I was low key like super annoyed about it. And I was like, that is so rude. And then after that encounter, I was like, if someone saw that, I would be literally so embarrassed. Yeah, I could never act like that again.
Yeah, exactly. But it's hard. Like, when you're like heightened and like anger, it's like hard. But yeah, it's true though. Like, there are some things that I do and I'm like, shit. Like, if I saw myself 5 minutes later and, like, look back, I'd be like, what?
Yep.
What the heck?
But, sorry, I cut you off. You said your dad had struggled with mental health issues. Yes. And your mom had always been somewhat difficult.
We always had, like, a weird relationship, my mom and I. So, like, I have 5 older brothers, and, like, they were held to such a different standard than I was. And I think that I always, like, kind of resented her for that because it was just, like, so intense how I was treated differently than them. And so our relationship was never perfect, obviously. Like, what – you know, parental relationship is, but like,
and that's the truth. And I want everyone listening to know, like, that's the truth. Like, I'm sitting here also thinking about the own things I've dealt with my family members and like all at different levels, different gauges of severity. But I think this idea that we have these perfect at home relationships isn't accurate. The truth. Yeah, and I think, like, for everyone listening, just to know, like, you don't, I mean, and like, even talk about Christmas cards, like, when Christmas season comes around, I mean, we always joke, you see these Christmas cards in these families, it's like, oh, like, white picket fence. I remember one year everyone was screaming and crying at each other and we sent out this card and I was like, this is so fake.
Yeah,
I was like, this goes against the brand.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It's true.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about.
So it wasn't totally out of the blue, their reaction.
Yeah. And like, I kind of always, that's why I didn't want to come out to begin with, is I knew it wouldn't be something that was like, yay, like, we're so happy.
Did you almost feel a sense of relief that they did that? I mean, I know it's not what you wanted, but it's almost just like, you're out. Like, you could be yourself, literally and figuratively. You're out, but you're also out of the house.
Yeah.
You have the whole world in front of you. You're smart. You know, you have this great relationship budding. It's almost like just that jump start to this new version of you.
So I think at the time I was just like, I felt like, so, like, when I came out, like, I was really scared. Like, when I realized I was gay and I started telling my friends, I was just like, this changes everything.
Yeah.
I was like, my whole world is like, I did a 180. Like, what's going on? And then I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I'm excited. I've never been excited about talking to somebody. And then, like, you go through that. And then, like, when my parents found out, I was just like, oh, this changes everything for us now moving forward. Our relationship will never be the same. And then, like, you, like, now I look back and I'm like, I'm so grateful my brother outed me. I'm so grateful that, like, I didn't spend any more time in the closet. God forbid that I was ever, like, I was miserable in the closet. And I now get to, like, I don't know. It was like, it was nice. I felt like I had to jump and, like, find my wings. And, like, it was the best, like, it was the worst, but it was also the best, like, because I had to learn. And I was forced into, like, doing that, because I don't know, I don't know how many or how much longer I would have spent in the closet, and that was such a miserable time for myself. And the worst happened. It couldn't get any worse. Like, I'm kicked out, my parents are saying these things, like, they want to disown me. Like, what could be worse from there, you know? I have my friend's support, which is, like, all I needed at the time, and I had somebody else, like, I had Sarah, and I was like, it can't get worse, so, like, let's go, like, let's figure out how to do the rest. Leap.
Like, you were out and owned it, like, immediately, no matter what, which is pretty cool. That's, like, uncommon, I feel like.
It definitely is. That seems like a very drastic jump. Like, at first you're denying it, and then the next day you're like, yep, I'm out of the house. Throw on my rainbow shirt and just sack over the jacket and let's go.
All my trash bags. My mom, like, threw all my stuff in trash bags, and, like, my best friend came with me to pick it all up, and we were just, like, thank God, my best friend Megan, she's, like, the greatest human being in the world. And
shout
like,
out Megan.
Yeah, Meg, if you're listening, she probably will. She's going to cry when she hears this. But she, like, we, like, packed my car up, and she just, like, made me laugh. And she's like, dude, look at you. Your shit's all in the back. Like, this is crazy. And, like, she just, like, made it, like, lighthearted. And I was like, you're right. Like, whatever. Like,
and
it is what it is.
5, 6 years ago?
6, yeah.
6 years ago. And since then, though, you had sort of, you were going home for holidays.
Yeah.
Were you talking, have you talked to the family, the brothers, since this day?
Yeah, so I'm close with her brothers now. Like, anytime I would go visit her, her brother Michael would let us stay there, and then all of her brothers would come to see her, because obviously if she's with me, she can't see her mom. But if she ever, she would go home for, like, the holidays and stuff, I wouldn't go with her, though, because then I would just have nowhere to go. So she went home on the holidays on her own, and then when we would go visit her brothers, she would go see her mom. So I would stick around. I'll go to, like, Starbucks. Yeah. I would go hang out with her friends or something, and...
When did they invite you to the holidays or to Thanksgiving dinner? Like, and was that just come and don't speak of this or?
Yeah. So when I after I was kicked out for like a few weeks, I was allowed to move back in. And I had to pay rent. And then after that happened, I was living there for a year and 3 months, and she was graduating, and we like made the deal when we started dating, and like we're like knew we were gonna be like last, mm-hmm. that we were like, okay, when you graduate, we'll move wherever you find a job, because I was like, I need to get, I hated Ohio, it wasn't like in a mental healthy place there because I was living with my parents, so I moved away. So like the first year, I left like almost every month to visit her for a week, mm-hmm. And like it was just like a really tough year for me. My mom like would drop like. Just like nasty like one-liners to me all the time, and I knew I needed to get out. And then I moved away, and we lived together. And the first year was really tough. Like if she even heard Sarah in the background while I was on the phone, she would hang up on me, like mm-hmm. stuff like that. So that was really tough. I went home for Christmas that year, and it was just like weird. But I was always invited home. Sarah was just never invited with me. And like if I was there, and if I like talked about Sarah, my mom would like leave the room or like whatever. But I like was like, I'm not back. Like I'm not gonna hide. You know. I mean, I definitely dimmed it.
She tried.
I would, like, just be, like, I don't have anything to feel ashamed about. Like, I should be able to talk about it. And then...
Did you? That's got to be hard because... tell me if you were feeling, like, I don't like being hidden or not talked about or, like, this thing. Or did you understand it had nothing to do with you?
Oh, I totally understood. Like, I knew the second that happened with them, I was, like, the chances of me having a relationship with their parents are very slim. They're in Ohio, like... These are the way things are. So I let her do whatever she wanted to do with her parents.
She's been like the greatest human being.
If you wanted to, I would always tell her, like, text your mom, call your mom. Like, if you can't talk about me, don't. Like, she's your mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, in the beginning, I was like, this is your mom. Like, I don't want to ever see you feel like you regret certain things by not trying. But the only way she can even be around her mom is if, you know, her life didn't exist. Like, so she couldn't even, that sucks doing that for a while.
And you had just moved in, and that's always, like, doesn't rock the boat in a relationship, but it's something that is a big,
big
step.
It's intense, yeah.
Yep.
But you guys have such a solid relationship, and it just seems like from the beginning, I mean, I can just tell from the vibe, and you're just personable, normal human beings, but what were, like, the few values that you both had in a partner that have helped your relationship stay so solid?
Well, I think starting out in long distance really helped us both, because... We only saw each other once a month, and sometimes like it would be 2 months, and that was like really, really tough. But like you have no choice but to communicate to each other, and like that was something. Like I was only 20 when we started talking. It's tough, and like
we just finished. We were due 2 years. He just moved here like last week.
Oh, isn't it the worst? It's awful.
Congrats. We're so happy to be done.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
no, when you take it out, it's like
you know how to roll.
That you're solid.
Like any other couple, I'm like, you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. It teaches you how to do things right. Like it, because you have no choice.
You have to build your own lives.
Yep.
You have to communicate. You can't be jealous.
Right.
Exactly.
That's like, and that's the things that we like remember now. Yeah. Like that literally is why we have the relationship that we have. And I always say, like, I'm so thankful we were in long distance because like. We were forced to learn, first of all, not just to communicate in general, but, like, to each other. Like, we learned how to speak to each other and, like, what ways work and what ways don't. Like, we don't fight. I mean, we definitely, like, bicker and, like, have arguments, but, like, we don't deep, crazy fights because we talk about things before they, like, get
it's
to that point.
Constructive.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And we still, like, yes, we're getting married, but, like, she goes off and does her own thing with her friends, and I do the same with mine. So we keep that even.
How did you know it was time for marriage and proposal? Did you guys discuss? Were you, and I know you kind
I've been
of
dropping
you
hints
stepped
forever.
In.
Yeah.
Like,
I would say by like year, like 3.5 to 4.
4 years.
I was just
years,
like,
yeah.
Sarah, I want you to, I wanted a ring. Like, I was just like, we don't have to get married.
I don't
want to
marry you.
I was like, we don't have to get married. I just want a ring. Yeah. Literally. I was like, I've earned it. I need a ring.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. We knew.
And I mean, I think it's just like we checked off like all of the like steps, right? Like we like had been dating a long time. We've lived
together.
We've established a life together.
Yeah.
Like we.
Oh, you have the dog? It's a done deal.
Yeah. It's exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. It's our child.
Yeah.
We co-parent. We know we can do it together. Yeah. So we just like knew, and I was just like sitting there. I was like, if I don't fucking do this, like I don't know how long she's gonna take. Like I'm just doing it.
And but
I was
that's
just,
like, interesting, and it's so yeah. selfless because, and let's be real, like everyone wants a diamond ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And especially if you're both girls and you both want the ring, I mean, it's like you talk about who's proposing first, but you, no matter how much you wanted that, yeah, yeah. you gave it to her first.
Right.
So cute.
Yep. It was so fun. I like you're didn't right. think that I was gonna really like proposing as much as I did, but it was like a blast like it plan is. And like do. Yeah, it was
it's
exciting.
Stressful.
And Sarah,
so
you had
stressful.
No idea.
I had.
You're in gowns no. in front of the avatar, and you have no idea.
I had
She's
no idea.
She's the most clueless human being to ever.
First of all, we made an agreement. I propose first so I can get that reaction, and she could watch me walk down the aisle.
Like, I would
she
walk
got
down the
both
aisle
regardless.
So I could see it.
But. So I didn't know. So I was like, oh, whatever. Like,
but I
that's
have to carry the
deal.
First child. So, like, I feel like that's, like,
she lost
two.
A bet.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
She lost
yeah.
a bet.
How did
yeah,
we
made
this
a bet.
So I'm, like, a really picky yeah. eater. This is, like, the dumbest thing in the world. But it's so stupid.
I have to carry the first but, child.
Yeah. I'm so mad about it. I don't want to carry any. And she would bounce back so much faster. Whatever.
She doesn't eat anything. Like, she's such a, her food can't touch. I was like, Kate, I'm really anytime picky. I'd be like, Kate, try it. She'd be like, no. And I'd be like, have you had it before? She'd be like, no, it's disgusting. I was like, but you never tried it. Whatever. I hated that. So I was like, the next time you deny a food that I offer,
she was like, you have to try
you
gotta
carry the first
kid.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
So I gave it like 8 hours, and I was like, Kate tries, and she was like, no, and I was like, you're carrying the first kid. Bam!
It was awful. I literally sat there and I was like, over a roasted tomato. I couldn't believe it. I was so angry. I was like, why?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I'll eat it now. I'll eat it now. And she's like, no, dude, you already
too
said
late.
No. Yeah. I was like.
I think that will be, you'll be shocked. Like, I think once you have it, and now yeah. I hope I'm making you jealous, once you have the stomach
know,
and people are coming
yeah.
to you, you yeah, might be yeah. like, oh, I wish I
yeah.
made
well,
well,
baby number two.
Second one. Yeah. yeah.
I there, just, there are ways, too, where, like, two females can
put an egg.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it, but it means the baby will be female, right? I think that's, I saw someone did, like, a study. It's like.
Oh, my two, God, really?
Yeah, it, because you're getting a, it's something like. Remind, there's X and a Y, but
yeah, yeah, yeah.
if the two women come together, you,
makes sense.
You have to, it, a woman is the baby.
Well, if we want a girl, let's do that. Easy.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
She wants a boy and I want a girl so bad.
I wouldn't mind. No, now yeah. that we have Sophia, though, my sister just had a baby. I love her. I would have a little girl, too.
Yeah. And I mean, you can get like a sporty girl, a tomboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
She's going to do everything. She's going to be the coolest kid ever. Or he, either one.
Yeah. So is that like on the radar? Like
hell no.
Not anytime
absolutely
soon.
Absolutely not.
No.
Not I don't want kids soon. For like 20 years.
We got yeah. We're engaged. We're gonna be engaged for 2 years. I yeah. guess by the time we get married.
Yeah.
I like. I just, like it. I like to enjoy it.
You should start keeping score. So it's like 1-0.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
there's another
yeah,
bet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when it's time, it's like who's
yes. Hopefully her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to the original question, I had no clue she was gonna. I had no idea. Yeah,
because oh
we do shoots at Beholden a lot.
Yeah,
so she was like, "Oh, while we're in Paris, we're gonna pay us to do a shoot."
Which
so,
that's genius. Like, you need the hidden photographer.
You would yeah. catch me dead casually, just in a gown.
Yeah,
anywhere. So
and it was like a white gown. Like she's so clueless. It's so funny.
It just made sense.
Those
like
pics
we've
so
done it before.
Bored.
It was
yeah.
awesome.
It was. It turned
it
out
awesome.
So much better than it was like downpouring the morning
it
of.
Was.
And the woman tried like our photographer. She's the sweetest woman ever. Her name's Olga, and she's like this little Parisian. Like
aww.
She was
so,
so cute
in her
and,
rain jacket. And
yeah,
head,
yeah,
and
like little, she's like I'm Olga. It was just so cute.
That's a lot of trust. You're like Olga. You're cute, but get the shot.
Yeah. She tried to cancel. Yeah. She was like, because it was downpouring. Like, it was like not just
we were
like
sitting in a cafe
raining.
Waiting.
It was like torrential downpour, and I'm staying there. And she was like, why don't we reschedule for Tuesday? But we were traveling to Amsterdam mm-hmm. on Monday. And I was like, I leave tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We have a train. We need to do this today. I don't care if it rains. Like, I don't. She was like, why don't we go in this cafe and like, wait a second and see if it stops. And like out of nowhere, it just like stopped for like 1 hour while we were
oh.
shooting. And it was like.
And the sky was white. I thought that was beautiful. I mean,
it was
no,
perfect.
I whited
it
out.
Was perfect.
I whited out.
Oh, okay.
It was really gray. I like,
was like, yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. And me, I was like, can we just go? Like, let's
she
just not
such
do
a
this.
Brat.
I was like, it's cold.
On the way there,
go
she
go
was like, this sucks. This better only last 30 minutes. I can't believe we have to do this. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting next to her. I'm like, proposing you
yeah
like shut up
that is so
oh
funny.
My god I was so mad I was like if she complains one more time I'm not doing it
how long
quick
from
turnaround.
Proposal did we get Ellen tweet
probably like a month and a half not even I proposed to her on October 6th and I tweeted that in like
you're right because I proposed
around
November.
Like middle
yeah.
or like you proposed to me what no,
November
16th
or 18th
so like I proposed to her on the 6th it was probably like 3 or 4 weeks later it only took like a
and
week.
Were you thinking like oh, I'm gonna like this. Like maybe this is gonna work, or were you just like
no,
casually? Like,
I just thought it was being
it was
like funny. Like I was just like ah yeah, like that would be so cool if Ellen walked me down the aisle. Like I'm
for specific reasons, obviously, but like
right. But I was yeah. just like imagine, and I love Chrissy Teigen, and I think she's so funny. I was like, if she made a drunk speech at my wedding, I would love that. Like, that would be so fire. But yeah, no. So I was just like, I told Sarah, it was like 8 a.m. I was like, I'm tweeting this. I'm just going to like live a little and see what happens. And then I like didn't go on Twitter for like another 12 hours. Yeah. And I go back on and it's got like 10 or like 100,000. I was like, what's happening? Like, this is crazy. And I was like, what have I done?
Yep.
And it just kept blowing up and blowing up and blowing up. And all these like verified accounts kept seeing it. I was like, Sarah, this is getting really big. Like, this is insane. Yeah. And it was nuts.
A lot of cool people retweeted it.
Yeah.
So from tweet to show, what was that timeline like? A few weeks, a month?
I would say probably like
days,
maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
Maybe a week and a couple days.
Wow. And are you like, I'm free Monday through Friday, weekends, anytime you
need. I literally looked at Sarah and I was like, you don't have a schedule. Because I work from home. Like, I do social media full time. So for her, I was like, you need to figure it out. Yeah, it's the best. Yeah. But I was like, you need to like figure it out. You don't have a job if they ask. Like, we're leaving if they need us to drop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. And so then you get surprised. You come on the show and you're just like.
It's our tweets on
the
screen.
With the tweet. Yeah. That was crazy.
I had no idea. Like, there literally was like a segment called Show Me Your Tweets or something like that. And like they were going through and I'm like laughing and I was like, this is the best day of my life. There's Ellen. Like, what? And then my tweet showed up and I was like,
yeah, that was
fun. I started sobbing. I was literally like,
wait. I know.
First of all, she started sobbing when she got in the seat.
Before the show even started. I love her so much. And like the energy in that room is so high.
It's really
cool. If you ever can get to an Ellen taping, it's free.
Oh,
go.
It's so hard to get in though, isn't it?
It is.
I've had friends like try for years.
Yeah.
I would love to go. She's amazing.
She's
did you see her Golden Globes acceptance speech?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes, it's so cute. It's on, I'll show it to you.
I was going to make a joke. I don't want to ruin it, but.
I need to watch it.
She's like, to my husband, Mark, you're my rock. Thank you.
I love her.
I died. Yeah,
she's so good.
Iconic.
She's the best. She is the best.
Wow. Okay. And then you have no idea you're gonna be surprise proposed to.
Yeah. No, I had no idea any of it was happening, and so like it was just like one thing after another, and I was just like, if one more thing happens, like after like our family and friends pop out, and I was just like,
are your brothers in the group?
Two of them.
Oh,
they're like
so
the
sweet.
Two I'm closest to. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And they were like, it was cool because it was like the first time my one brother Brian. I forgot to meet Sarah's family or like any of our Philly friends.
Actually, one of your brothers met my parents once, but it was cool to like, it was just cool.
Them
like,
all.
My sisters.
And then they like showed us all these videos of them like hanging out beforehand together. Aww. And it was like really cute. It was like really special. I like, oh my God, I cried for probably 48
that's
hours.
Really, that's did. A life highlight.
It
was amazing.
As I was like prepping for the interview, I was like, oh, I shouldn't ask him too much about Ellen. I'm sure they're like so over talking about it, but I feel like you could also never get
no, you can't. I literally
so
like
many
see
good
it and I'm like,
happened. Like, it, the process in general, like, yes, we were on the show and that was great. We got proposed to on the show, but like, she would send me pictures of like, my
them
brother, her
out.
Brother and my dad hanging out, my sister, and like that's like doesn't exist in our life. Like, our families don't come together
because they're so far. It's like hard.
So
to
it
get,
was
like,
really cool.
Yeah.
And they were with our best friends. It was just like all of our most important people, including hers, finally in one space.
The like morning
really
of the show, they like were all at the same hotel, obviously, and they like were like drinking mimosas together. And there's like a
hanging
video
out.
Of them all cheersing. And I like they sent it to me the day after.
Yeah.
And mind you, I have literally like I'm a crier as is. Like, I will cry right
like
now.
I'm about to cry.
Yeah, I'm like I'm a crier. So like I'm already like emotionally unwell. And then like I wake up and they're like sending it. My best friend Paige was like, I have all these videos. Like, do you want to see them? And I was like, yes, send them. And it's just like all of them hanging out. And I was just like my favorite people in the world are just like I'm gonna cry. It was just like the coolest thing ever. I was it's like it was so cool.
Yeah,
the whole thing was like unbelievable.
My heart, that's amazing. And
yeah.
So and I stalk your social media, so that's why I'm like I kind of know the answer, but I want to discuss. Your parents did not reach out to you after the show.
No.
And that must have been hard because you're probably thinking like maybe this will be like the whole world has my back now.
Yeah. I think I like went through like a weird like bittersweet thing, right? Like, I was like, I feel guilty because I like me tweeting about things or like talking about it on my social media, like I have a very limited platform, right? Like, I'm only reaching like young
your
lesbians
followers.
Like, I have a very like, it's not like all these people in the world, like the whole world's not seeing what I'm saying. I mean, they could, but they're not. And like, who doesn't watch Ellen? Like, my mom loves Ellen, which is ironic, but like,
what?
Yeah, I know.
What?
She picks very and chooses. Strange. It's very odd.
I was just going to say, you would think it's like, oh, I'll accept you. Can I come on the show too?
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's your easy ticket in. But then I was thinking probably not because Ellen, but then, okay.
No, my mom loves Ellen.
She likes Ellen. And yeah, like you had Adam.
I have a lot of gay friends
and she was
stuff.
Cool with
I have a gay aunt and like my mom's fine,
but
she says it's not their daughter.
Exactly. A lot of parents say that. Like, it's not my kid. So
interesting.
A lot of parents say that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's odd. I know. Yeah. But no, she didn't. She like put a Facebook status up and it was just like, I love Katie. I'll always love her. My family calls me Katie. I love Katie. I'll always love her. And I'll always accept her, blah, blah, blah.
I'll
like,
never turn my back on her, all this weird
and
stuff.
All and my friends, like, she's friends with all my, or like my friends on Facebook. So all my, I'm not friends with her, obviously. And like all my friends were just commenting on her. I was like, you're not, that's not true.
Oh, they did call her out.
They were just like, not hateful.
That's rude.
They were like hateful, but it was just like, but you did. Like, the, how do you not see? Like, and the whole point of this was to see that you did.
It was like one line and then another contradicting line. And
I didn't read anything.
Another line to recover and then another contradicting line. And I'm just like, Anna, like she's
she deleted it.
Like you were talking about earlier. Yeah, she deleted it in like 3 hours. But like you were talking about earlier, she's just guilty because now everyone knows what she did.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's like the thing. I felt bad because I was like, she didn't ask. Like I didn't give her a chance to prepare for her, like for our relationship to be aired the way it was. But at the same time, it's like, I've held this for so long. Like, I get this. Like, I don't know. It was just like, I don't care. Like, I don't care.
So how did you get your peace with this? You just realized waiting around and hoping is exhausting.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make my decision that it's not going to happen so I could peacefully move on.
Well, so it was like, it was like almost exactly 5 years of me like going through this with my mom. And it was like on Easter morning was like the last straw. Last so year, like yeah. Last year. So I... Like, she would, like, do these things, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's being – this is it. Like, me and Sarah, like, I would sit down, and I'm like, this is a step. Like, this is – and then she would say something, and I'm like, oh, my God, how did I even think that that was a good thing? Like, this is – she's just very, like – I don't know. My mom's
odd. Would you ever
want
to, like, go to therapy with her, or would she never want to go?
She's just, like, the type of person who just, like, is never wrong.
Right.
It's very hard to get – she's very hard-headed. And
her
I'm, like,
opinion
I get my stubbornness
opinion.
From her for sure. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm a very strong person because of my mom, because she, like, doesn't back down. But, like, I can, like – I've like learned how to like know when it's my place to back down, and I don't think she's ever learned that. But yeah, I don't know. I like lost my train of thought. She's hard-headed.
But you realize you don't want to stay in a toxic relationship.
Right. So that's it. Yeah. So like in April, I like sent her this link, and it was like a Facebook group for moms who have queer children. And it wasn't even like how to accept them. It was just like, let's talk about it. Like, this is like, you know, like kind
of like a community of their own.
Right.
To, like,
just like,
you know,
get it out. Like, if you're angry or if you have feelings, like I was like, here's like, you might benefit from this. Here you go. And she just like responded really nasty about it. And we got into like this fight, and she just started saying all this stuff. About it was, she like takes all of my like not failures, but like the fact that I didn't graduate college, or the fact that like, and she like blames it on me being gay, or like blames it on me, like she's like, if Sarah really loved you, like she would have you do this, this, and this.
If
I'm like, Sarah doesn't control my life, like whatever.
Family.
That's like a whole other thing. So like at that point, I'm like sitting there, and I'm like, it's Easter morning, I'm like sobbing in Sarah's like home bedroom, and I was like, why? I don't let anybody treat me like this. I would never let any human being do this to me. Why am I allowing this person?
Because they're your blood.
Right.
And we all do
it's
that.
Such bullshit. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, I'm done.
But that's the good thing about being blood is you can be done, but
yeah,
you know that they still know your address, and they
right
could knock on the door one
right
day.
Yeah, yeah.
And like my dad's parents were super disapproving of my mom.
Yeah.
Did not even speak to her at the wedding, didn't speak to
her
parents.
God.
We also, you guys would appreciate this. We never told my dad's parents that my little brother was gay.
Yeah.
Because they were in like their 80s, and it was just like
she did that to
my grandparents died without knowing I was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm sorry I'm laughing, but
no,
like,
no.
Yeah.
No, my
it's
grandpa literally thought I was like
yeah
canoodling with a man like
yeah
two
thought,
years ago.
He
I was
thought
like,
that
sure
I was dating her brother.
Yeah, who's gay?
Oh.
It was bizarre. Because she was always at every holiday, and they were like,
I mean,
oh,
it's
this
like,
chick,
why
is she always here?
Why? They're besties.
Yeah.
Like, why disrupt them? Like, they're so old.
Exactly. And I don't want my, you know, your last however many years to be crap with
yeah
them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It probably would be.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but and the thing is, but then I brought up that because... And then they, my mom had kids, and they love my mom, and like they realize, and they,
yeah,
things grow, and so you never know, like when you're
right
carrying your first baby, you know. But I think it is healthy to be like, for right now,
yeah,
I've been knocking. It's I'm done. You
right
can come to me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, and that's what I like. People are always messaging me, and they're like, how did you know it was time? And I was like, everybody's relationship's different. I don't want kids to just start being like, you
I'm
don't accept me,
off.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was 5 years of just like I was. And I always say I was unhappy with them more than I was ever happy. And there was never any meeting in the middle. Like, I never felt like, okay, we are making, like, progress and strides into, like, whatever. And for me, like, it just made the most sense. And, like, that's not to say, like, the door is literally always open if they want to reach out and it like, genuinely, like, patch things up and, like, work towards having a relationship with us. Because it will never be just me. Like, if they want to come back, it's us. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. So, yeah. I mean, the door's always open. And I never want people to, like, it's okay to draw boundaries. But I think it's also, like, to know forgiveness. And I think that is like one of the ways that I like have learned how to deal with it is like I am doing what's best for me and I know that. And I had done everything I could for the last 5 years. Right. And like now I know that like that's how I'm so like okay with it. Cause it's like I've done everything I could. Like right. I don't look back and have regrets about how anything went.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah. You just mentioned followers. You get questions and you guys were on TV for the World to see what's been the most cool, meaningful story of someone that like you encouraged them or that you read and you just like could not believe that you inspired that.
Yeah. I don't know if you got this message or what, but some mother reached out and was like, thank you for, you know, my daughter's gay or something. Yeah. Like this made me see her differently in a positive way. It really helped me like because, you know, parents aren't influenced. So
yeah,
she just like acknowledged that. I think that was you.
Yeah.
And then our friend was just like, thank you. My mom told me she sees me also differently. Yeah. It was Cassidy. Yeah. Her mom wasn't cool with her, so yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
amazing.
Stuff like that. That's the whole point. I love that. It's cool that we were on Ellen, but like the fact that like people are actually being affected and like parents are like
but it's hard to fathom. Like think about the way you guys idolized Ellen and she inspired you. Yeah. Like there is with no doubt you both have done that for a lot of
things.
So wild.
Right.
I mean that's so special.
Appreciative. Yeah. We get messages all the time. Like our DMs are the hidden version of whatever Instagram's messages. They're just constantly like appreciation messages and like I read them and it's just really nice. Yeah.
And I think that like so for me like there are people who are private, right? And there are people like I'm an open book. I will literally say anything.
I love
to
that
anyone.
About your story the other day about a wedding meeting.
And that's the thing is like so
real.
So and like I was like sitting there, and I'm like crying alone at home, and I'm like texting Sarah, and I was like, what like would me like how do I like process this? And I was like, I have to, I'm gonna put it on my story. Because it's like a healing way for me. Like, I'm like, if I can talk about it to people who I know need to hear it, it helps me. Like, if I know that I can use this pain and, like, make it, like, better, like, instead of just, like, holding it on to myself or, like, crying about it and being upset. Like, if I can use it in a way that's beneficial for other people, like, it helps me. So, like, getting on there and then, like, I got... I'm not even kidding. It was like 500. I got more messages than when I was on Ellen.
People
I got like
at my
500
work
messages
about
it.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
it's cool.
Even if it wasn't
when
even
I told,
about
I
that
showed
yet.
My parents, I was like, this is the girl. I'm coming on the podcast.
That's so cute. Yeah. I mean, it's nice. And I think that like, getting kicked out sucked. My parents not talking to me sucks. It sucks, whatever. But like being able to use my story and like help people and share it and like, you know, like show people that they're not alone because it's a story nobody wants to share, right? Like nobody wants to talk about the ugly things that we all go through or it's harder to talk about, right? And like I think that makes it like helps me. Like it like knowing that it helps people, like it makes it so much less hard to go through. And like giving like people a place, like I always say it's like my corner of the internet. Like I want people to be able to come, like even if it's not about being gay or you just have like a weird relationship with anyone.
That's
like I want you to
exactly
ask you guys too, because it's almost like you want to be treated like anyone else.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Something my little brother always says is like people, he takes it really far. He's like super literal and super smart. And he'll be like, when did you realize you were straight?
Yeah.
He's like, why do I get asked that question?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be like everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And I hope we get to that point where it's like, we don't have to have
matter.
These discussions to like inspire or dive deeper.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's like, there is so much more to both of you than just like, who you choose to love.
Right, yeah.
What do you think the biggest things about both of you individually, or maybe you could talk about the other person that maybe gets overshadowed by, like, this big story that you want the world to know about how great that person is?
Dang.
Each one of you.
What about you?
She's...
No, I knew.
Okay. We're doing about... This is the wedding.
This
I
is
have
going
the book,
to be...
and I have the rings.
She's going to say that.
This
I'm
is
curious.
The mini vows.
Wait, I always tell Kate... And them, I always say, Kate needs a YouTube called The Real Kate Austin because her Instagram platform is really her. Like, she takes the negative and turns it into, like, a guidebook for everyone else. Like, when I was younger, I wish I had someone like her. But she is so fucking weird and funny, and she just does the weirdest things. And I'm always like, if your followers could see what you look like right now or what you're doing, I would love that because she has this whole other, like, crazy personality that, like, how do you explain it?
I need this content.
No, I have plenty of content.
It's like that friend who's Snapchat. You're like, your Snapchats should just have their own video. Yeah.
She has like a whole album on her phone. It's called like Kate's Ugly. And it's just like the worst videos and photos of me in like the whole world.
It's just great. Yeah. It is the best.
I love that.
Yeah.
But like you don't see
that. Maybe that is something that like only her real special people get inside of her.
It is. And I'm very lucky for it because it's so freaking funny, man. I swear to God. Keeps me alive.
It's embarrassing. Yeah, it's she says that every time. They're like, oh, what about Kate you love? And she's like, she's so weird. Dude,
it's bizarre. I can go on and on and on.
Very odd.
Quirky. Yeah.
Yeah. I think for Sarah, I think that no matter what it is or like what she's doing, she's the most like driven person in the world and like the most protective and like she, no matter what, she's inspired. So her and our best friend are creating an app for queer women. So it's like,
I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Yeah. That's her. And like they are so smart and she just like finds where there's a need for something and like gets her head in it and she like won't stop until the solution is there. And like she's so able to like, so for me, like I don't want to know about tech. I don't care. I can't even like find it in me to care about it, right? But if she knows that there's like a
literally
thing,
same as like my job. I don't editing a YouTube video. No thanks.
No, I just want to slam my head against the wall.
I gotta get food.
Yeah, exactly. I'll find any distraction to avoid it. But she like sits down. She like won't text me for like 8 hours because she's just so like, and no matter what it is, like it could be anything. Like she loves working out. If it's that, like she's so passionate about the things that she's passionate about. There's no like, she won't stop until like she's good at it. It's done. She can like approve of it. She's proud of it. Like it's such a cool like motivational thing because I'm like lazy and like not like that at all. So it's like nice to see like.
Tell me more about the app.
Okay. So Lizzie and I, she's here in the room. 2018. We're just talking about the. When we started, May of 2018, she came over on my couch and she was like, I can't connect with any of these women. I'm single. I don't know what to do. Like, what's going on? So we went through like all the dating apps and we were like, this is weird. Why are all these women coming on our feed? They're not people we're attracted to, or they're not people that like we would connect with. And then we realized, like, the more we thought about it, that there really isn't like a space for queer women to just be, you know, like all the gay bars are more so men, I would say. And there's one day a week that's delegated to queer women, which isn't really enough. Mm-hmm. So we designed an app that makes it easier for, you know, queer women around the world or in their city or if they're moving to just like be able to find whatever it may be, an event, a friend, a person.
And there's no pressure to date.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with dating. It's nothing. Cool. You can, if you connect and it flies that way, that's great. But there's a whole bunch of features where, you know, it's just going to enable people to connect, period. Yeah. Because it's so hard. So many questions like, how did you meet all your friends? How do you have so many gay friends? And I was like, honestly?
That's probably the most, one of the biggest questions I get asked.
Yeah.
Like, how do you find more queer friends? Because, I mean, like, not that queer people don't want to hang out with, you know, anybody else. But it's nice to, like, have friends that, like, you can relate to who can, like, who've gone through the experiences and, like, know, like, the way that you feel. And it's, like, it's hard. And so, like, when they started getting into it and they, like, just, like, finished their, like, second version of, like, what it's going to look like and what it does. And it's just going to be so cool because mm-hmm. I wish I had it.
So it's not live yet. You're still developing
the process. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're still.
Yeah. It's going to be, like, really, really sick.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name?
I'm excited.
Flick Social.
Love.
Yeah.
But it's F-L-I-Q-U-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Class.
Yeah. So well, like,
oh my god, cool! Thank you so much.
Yeah. There you go.
So, I'm not allowed on it probably. Right?
Yeah. No, you can. No, it's for
absolutely, sorry. Absolutely.
Sorry. Yeah. But it's nice, and like the cool thing about there too. So like when I mean, it's been many moons since I've been on a dating app, but when I was on there, it was only Tinder at the time. And I would like, I turned on women and women only, and it would be just like couples looking for a third or like stuff like that. And it would be like guys who were like, we're just trying to like, I guess, see what women were only looking for. I don't know, but it was just so frustrating. And I remember just like scrolling through and being like, how do I find somebody? I live in Ohio. Like there's not lesbians everywhere. Like how am I supposed to find a wife? And then so like when they came up with this, it's really cool and it's gonna really change the game.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, for anyone listening, and you guys let me know when it's out and then I can repost about it.
It's really, really cool. Listening.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, that is so exciting.
I'm so happy about that. I really appreciate that.
You guys are killing it. I mean, and you're doing your social and you're doing this. Are you doing this full time?
No. I have a full time job.
Okay, cool. It's a side hustle until
it's
the
side.
The main
hustle.
That's
the goal.
That's the goal. Love that. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to
Totally.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. I would greatly appreciate it. And if you love Kate and Sarah, which I'm sure you do, make sure you check them out and follow them on Instagram. You can find Kate at Kate Austin with two N's. And then you can find Sarah at Sar or Sarah. I bet it's Sarah. S-A-R Solcenti. So that's at Sarah Solcenti and at Kate Austin with two N's. And then also, you guys, Flick sounds really cool. So if you're interested, make sure you look it up on Instagram. You can find that at flick.social. Okay, yay! Oh my God, I hope you enjoyed this episode and you have a great rest of your day. I will see you back here next Wednesday. Let's get it.